Plenty of high schools have football or basketball coaches, but this year high schools in Georgia have a different type of coach. Susanna Capilouto of Georgia Public Broadcasting explains.
Keegan Goolsby is in his fourth year at Sequoia High School in Canton, about 40 miles north of Atlanta. Not everyone, he says, stays that long.
Over half of people that I know have dropped out since I've been a freshman. My good friend Edward, he dropped out freshman year, 3 weeks into it. And there's a lot more than what I expected, a lot more. But I didn't want to go that route, so I just stuck with it.
But it hasn't been easy for Keegan. He's 18 now and should be a senior. Instead, he's still in 11th grade because, he says, last year he missed too many days of school.
I wasn't here a lot, and that was my fault, but right now I'm trying to make it back up.
Keegan could become a dropout statistic and one in about three students in Georgia who do not finish high school on time. So this year he meets regularly with Michelle Francis.
And we spoke about doing the NovaNet.
Yes, ma'am.
And where are you standing with that?
They sit in her tiny windowless office and try to figure out how he can make up classes using a computer course system.
And I'm pretty well through that. I have two courses left in that. And after that, I'll be taking a math statistics. And then
Francis is a graduation coach. Her sole purpose is to find students like Keegan who are likely to drop out and help them graduate instead. She's only been on the job for a couple of months and quickly found out that most students want help.
Someone has taken an interest in them because everyone wants a little attention, I believe. You know, you want to be noticed, and especially when you're falling behind or there's some things out there that are affecting your life.
In Georgia, like elsewhere, kids drop out for the usual reasons. They are bored, they can't do the job, or they get pregnant. Frances believes if she can get to them in time, she can help, just like a football coach helps a player through an injury.
As a coach, you want to cheer your team on. You know, you want to bring your team to victory. So I think the uniqueness in our title as a coach brings to the table to the student that I'm on your side. I'm with you to the end. You know, let's win this game, in which this game is for you to finish high school within a timely manner.
For Keegan, that meant setting monthly goals so he can finish his 11th grade classwork while also doing his senior year academics. He stopped playing soccer and is at school from 7:30 to 5:30 every day, learning and making up lost credits. He also has a job and no time for anything else. It's not easy, he says, but his goal of graduating with his freshman class in May keeps him going.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. But the middle of the year, I'm hoping I'll have enough credits by then to get to where I need to be in a 12th grade homeroom and then work with my senior project and get that all done and get everything I need to do done. Exactly. So that's all I'm working towards.
Georgia's more than 340 graduation coaches have the goal of raising the state's graduation rate by at least 3%. Their job depends on it. The state legislature will decide in January whether to fund the $15 million program for another year, and Governor Sonny Perdue wants to expand it to middle schools. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capilouto in Atlanta.